A mother's grief heard across Iran after the death of her daughter in police custody in Tehran on September 16th. 22-year-old Mahsa Amini was in the capital with her brother visiting relatives when she was detained by the morality police 3 days earlier. She was accused of not properly wearing the mandatory headscarf. She was from Kurdistan province, home to Iran's Kurdish minority. The police released the security camera footage, which they say shows Mahsa arriving at a facility where she was to go through what's called a re-education class on the religious benefits of wearing the headscarf. The official autopsy report and subsequent investigation launched by the government allege Mahsa had a pre-existing health condition and suffered a heart attack while in police custody. Her family says this is not true and accused the morality police of beating her while in custody. Scenes like these followed her death and sparked nationwide protests driven by women who demand an end to restrictive dress rules in the country. Those who backed the existing laws were allowed to gather in Tehran to show their support for the government, while the president was quick to address the issue in a live televised interview.
I told her family that this news was shocking, not just for me, but for every Iranian. Criticism and dialogue on various issues have a place in the Constitution and can help us in the decision-making process. But the distinction between protest and riot should be defined.
Earlier this month, President Raisi visited an all-female university in Tehran, where he praised the achievements of women in the field of academia. Simultaneously, this was happening outside the building where the president was speaking. Chanting, "Raisi, get lost," these university students made their demands clear. This Iranian MP warns, without some systematic reforms, there could be further consequences.
It was due to the performance of the system that she passed away. They have to express regret and apologize and revise their methods.
The unrest that's followed Mahsa Amini's death has resulted in a number of deaths, including both demonstrators and security officials. This is the area where Iran's morality police arrested Mahsa Amini on a Tuesday afternoon. Since then, they haven't been seen much in the city. Whatever happens next year, regardless of which version of events people believe, it is clear that Mahsa Amini's death has changed this country. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Tehran.